Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, is with us live on WBEN this morning from Bill's training camp. And I've got to ask, who impressed you the most yesterday, Sal?
I think it would be the rookie cornerback, Max Hairston. He's getting opportunity here. He's in a true starting job, starting battle competition for the starting cornerback spot with Tre'Davious White. And, you know, Tre'Davious White's a veteran. Max Harrison's a first-round pick. He's got all the athleticism in the world. But, you know, you want to see him make the plays. And he did. He had a couple of plays that really stood out yesterday, one in the corner of the end zone near the pylon on Curtis Samuel, and one that was really highlighted. The Bills actually tweeted it out where he went really kind of maybe about 20 yards or so, maybe not that much, but away from K.J. Hamler to knock the ball away as the ball seemed like it was just going to float right into his hands. But anyway, he was pretty impressive to me yesterday.
I feel like I'm looking for like a wax on, wax off, you know, type thing with Tre White and Maxwell Hairston, you know, the old vet to teach the young guy exactly how to do it. And then he uses his superior skills to, you know, break through. Are the coaches looking for that as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, more than anything, Ryan, it's, you know, can they trust him? I mean, when you're a rookie and you get thrown in right away, they got to make sure that you're buttoned up and you know everything. This is a team that, you know, is looking to go and win a Super Bowl, and they want to make sure they can trust every player down in, down out to do the right things, make the right decisions. You can have all the athleticism in the world, but if you also, you know, take big swings and misses and big risks and it winds up hurting you, that's not good. The Bills know that they can trust Tre'Davious White. They have to learn, I think, they can trust Max Hairston, because the high-end plays will be there. It's the low-end plays where he makes mistakes that you want to make sure that he's not going to give you.
All right. I heard that yesterday Hard Knocks was everywhere at camp. Is that right?
Yes. In fact, I'm standing in front of a – I'm going to read this sign to you right now. I'm standing right in front of this. These are everywhere. A film or video – attention, a film or videotape is presently being shot in this location. In being present at this location, each person in attendance is irrevocably consents to being filmed or videotaped and release of NFL films and the Bills and all that. So anyway, the point is these are everywhere. And yes, they are everywhere now. I'm going to say this. I didn't think they were intrusive. They're just noticeable. So when you walk around, you see people wearing blue T-shirts that say NFL Films, Buffalo Bills, with boom mics. They're everywhere. They're at every press conference. They're all over the field. But I didn't feel they were intrusive at all. I didn't look up and go, oh, my God, I can't believe these people would be like, get out of the way, anything like that. It's just it's kind of like just having more media here.
That's interesting. Everyone can't wait to see the show when it's out there. All right, James Cook was there. He was practicing. What did Brandon Bean have to say about his situation and Sean McDermott and what they expect from Cook throughout training camp?
Yeah, I mean, it was great to see James Cook here. Obviously, the team wanted to see him here. He is here. He's practicing in full. Brandon Bean, for his part, said, look, there's going to be an open dialogue. They'd love to have James Cook here, not only this year, which obviously is going to be, but even next year. But there's a business side to everything, so no one knows exactly how it will play out. But in the meantime, James Cook is a Buffalo Bill. They want him to be, you know, fully invested, and I think they believe he is. James Cook wants to get paid. There's no doubt about it. But in the meantime, he's going to go into the last year of his contract, and he's going to play for the Buffalo Bills, and we'll see where it goes. It could have been a really big story yesterday if James Cook either didn't show up or showed up and didn't, you know, participate and did what they call a hold in. That didn't happen. So now I think it doesn't become much of a story. I think it's, hey, he's a guy that he's going to the last year of his deal, and we'll see where it goes.
Any news that you got yesterday about the four who didn't play, who didn't practice?
Yeah, we did. We had Dawson Knox has a hamstring injury, so he's on the non-football injury list. Spencer Brown is on the physical unable to perform list with a back injury. And both those guys, neither Sean McDermott or Brandon Bean seemed overly concerned about them, so I think that's really good news. Same thing with Cedric Van Pran Granger, a center. He is dealing with a calf injury. And then Laviska Shenault, a wide receiver, he actually got transferred to the NFI list yesterday after being on the field and stretching out and, you know, doing some work with trainers. So hopefully it's nothing any more serious. But those guys are all on these active lists. I mean, they count on the roster, but they just can't practice right now.
Okay, interesting. How's the heat there? And how was it when they were on the field yesterday?
It wasn't that bad. You know, for me, I mean, yes, it's pretty hot, but they practice early in the morning. Like right now here, they'll get going at 9:45 after press conferences. Joe Brady, we're going to hear from him at 9:15 a.m. Once that happens, you know, they get on the field. It's not like practicing at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. It's still pretty hot. I would say it wasn't something overbearing, though.
What was the mood like yesterday with the players? I mean, obviously we know the fans. They were just, you know, taking it all in. But how about the players?
I think they're happy to be back. You know, they're happy to see the fans. It's a special place, St. John Fisher, to have a training camp and the fans right there and sign a lot of autographs. It seemed like there was a lot of playfulness going on between some of the players at the practice with their families. So a video I tweeted out with Tre'Davious White and Deion Dawkins' kids and calling them Uncle Trey, and they haven't seen him in a while. It was pretty cool. So I think the mood for the players was, it's good to be back. It's also good to get to work because that's what they're doing now. There's no more, you know, these benchmarks of OTAs and mini camps and workouts. Now it's football season, and they're here, and they're ready to go.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy that it's a football season. We were hearing from some of the fans who said, you know, great to be here. We want to win a Super Bowl, and then we could say we were there for the first practice of the year, first practice of training camp, and that would be pretty cool too. Is it amazing to you, just looking around, to consider what training camp was once before? I mean, you needed a ticket maybe to go to a night practice before, but, you know, aside from that, they were easy to get pretty much. And now it's just, I mean, it's the hottest ticket of the summer trying to get into Bills training camp sale.
Yeah, I was just talking with some other people about this yesterday, looking across and thinking the same thing, Brian, which is it's almost like we were doing whatever we can to, you know, make sure people knew about training camp and how to get tickets and to make sure they come here because the Bills wanted to make sure that they were, you know, doing it the right way to get people out here and, you know, investing in the business side of coming out to St. John Fisher. Well, that all takes care of itself so much so now that people, it's really hard for them to get tickets. And yes, I have thought about that and how different it is over the years. But that's what happens when you have success. That's what happens when you have the MVP quarterback and one of the faces of the league.
It's, I mean, pretty crazy to think just how excited everybody is for training camp and to see the team on the field. And then you've got the, the red helmet thing baked in, all this stuff, excitement for the final season at Highmark Stadium. I'm wondering, do you think just, I mean, there's be no way to tell just from looking at the crews out there, but do you think we hear a little bit about that during the Hard Knocks show, being that it's such a focus of at least Bills fans heading into this year?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Josh actually brought it up a little bit yesterday. He was at the press conference. Someone snuck in a question about the red helmets. There was another question that, you know how press conferences work. People, you know, say their questions over top. And he goes, wait a minute, I want to talk about the red helmets first. And he said something about it. I think he said it was cool or something like that. So, yeah, I think that there's a bit of talk about it, a bit of buzz about it. People are talking about it. But I don't know if that really, you know, the next thing is there's still those rivalry uniforms they haven't announced yet. And when those get, we know that the red helmets, we know there's going to be two games of standing Buffalo classic AFL throwbacks. And now we're also still waiting for the rivalry uniforms to be announced.
Yeah, and we heard yesterday probably the Bills game. No other big concerts or anything like that. It's the Bills games, and that's it for right now for Highmark Stadium. So the countdown is on. Sal, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy another hot one today out there on the practice field. Sal Capaccio, Bills beat reporter, joining us live here on WBEN.